Well, we're back for another season here, Coach, Silver and Black Show, and I think you got to be fired up. We got opening day this Sunday in Tennessee.
Opening day. That has to get your juices flowing. I mean, it's an exciting time of year. Everybody starts 0-0 with an opportunity. We're so fired up for it.
And I think about the offseason, so good for you. What an honor to get the contract extension. 7-9, 12-4, and this organization says, you know what, let's rip it up and do a new one because you mean so much to this organization.
It was a nice gesture, nice to have it behind us, and really right now it's all about our team and going forward and winning games.
And you think about last year's season opener, how wild that was, and the gutsy call by you in New Orleans. What was, going back, that really springboarded the season, but what was that like for you after you made that call, put it in your players' hands, and in the locker room? I mean, there had to be just that trust, that love that comes together with a head coach and his team.
Yeah, it was the ultimate gratification when you put in all the hard work and then you talk about different situations you want to play well in, and then boom, there it is, and all the things you worked on, you execute, you make it happen, you come out with a big win. So it was really very uplifting for us.
And speaking of your offseason, Marshawn Lynch being added, and my God, what he has done so far for this city all these years, but for this football team, what are your expectations of him this year at this age?
For Marshawn, we're going to see. Nobody really knows, you know. I think, you know, he's a guy that's in great shape. I think you're going to see him express himself. I think he's fired up to be here playing for the Oakland Raiders. He loves the city of Oakland. He loves the Raiders. He's got an opportunity to produce in front of his fans and his people. And we're excited to take a look at him.
And I just think in the running game, his ability to break the tackles, move the chains, yeah. That just kind of gives you an
physicality.
Element.
Physicality. That's where beast mode comes from.
And that's what you want to be.
I love it. It fits right in with our big physical offensive line.
And then you have the new offensive coordinator, Todd Downing, along with your quarterback, Derek Carr, who had just such an unbelievable year. What can he improve on? How can he get better on such a good year that
he
had last
year?
Well,
a lot of things. You know, starting the game under control. You know, continuing to manage situations. Just developing overall as a quarterback. I mean, he's a young player. You know, everybody, you know, he's 3 years in the league. He's got a lot of growth in front of him, or 3 years with us. I think the great message coming out of camp for us is that Amari Cooper, Khalil Mack, Derek Carr, these guys are talking about how they're not satisfied with where they are. They want more. That's really good for our football team to understand. We need more. We want more. And we've got a lot of work and a lot of growth in front of us.
And it's going to be an interesting start to the season, the Tennessee Titans. You've played them a lot. This will be the third straight season that you play them, so you guys know each other.
We do, almost like a divisional opponent. Mm-hmm. You're playing them every year, going to their place every year, but it's a really good football team. We understand that. They've got big, strong backs, big offensive line, good active defense with Dick LeBeau. A couple special teams guys that we had last year that are now on their team that we know are good players. So they've got a good group, and we're going to need to be ready to go.
Now, we talk so much about everybody's in shotgun and everybody wants to throw the football, but they want a smash mouth. They call it exotic smash mouth football with Murray and Henry. They like to run the football. It's a big challenge for your defense.
Yes, yeah, it is. They're physical. They run it well. You know, we'll need to adjust to the different shifts and motions and be able to fit it and tackle it.
And then, Dick, you mentioned Dick LeBeau, the legend Dick LeBeau, the Hall of Famer, still going his third year. They got a really good front seven, and that's going to be a very good challenge for what we think is going to be one of the most historic offenses in Raiders history.
He's a Hall of Fame player and coach, and he's one of the game's great. So we're obviously geared up for that and looking forward to the challenge.
Well, Coach, week one is upon us. It's going to be just another great season here on the Silver and Black Show. And looking forward to see the outcome and then talking to you next week and throughout the entire season. Great expectations for this franchise, but I know that's exactly how you want it.
Well, to me, you know, we set high standards. So we're not worried about anybody else's standards. If other people start to think that we're pretty good, that's okay. It doesn't really impact us. As a football team, we know there's a lot of work, a lot of challenges, and we're focused on the work.